Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Another development in Trump world. He had a secretary of the Department of Transportation named Elaine Chao. Elaine Chao, C-H-A-O. She is the wife of Moscow Mitch. She is the wife of the Kentucky Senator Moscow Mitch. He was very powerful, so she was very powerful. There is now an inquiry, which has been referred to a criminal inquiry, that she abused her office. She abused her office. She abused her office by spending money from her office on her relatives, taking them on trips, and using her public affairs staff to help market her father's book. Her family still has substantial interests in China, mainland China, and she maintained stock in a company that she was told to divest it from as a secretary because it referred to road building in this country, conflict of interest. She didn't divest. They are now looking at her for some of those issues, specifically about spending money on her relatives, using her public affairs staff to market her father's book. So stay tuned on that. She is bad news. She is absolutely bad news. Moscow Mitch has protected her up till now. But hey, Moscow Mitch, I got some word for you, Moscow Mitch. We don't want criminality in our government, Moscow Mitch. Go to the lines. Michael of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Michael of Middleton.
Good morning, Matt Flynn. How are you, buddy?
Good. You sound familiar, Michael. What's on your mind today?
Well, here's the deal. You're talking about Jim Jordan and his failure to report about $3 million in donations. I don't know if you saw the broader explanation. There's a broader story there, Matt. The Washington Post covered it yesterday. Jim Jordan effectively failed to disclose that the fundraising outside vendor, similar to Act Blue, except the Republican version of that, Boat Red or whatever they call their fundraising part, actually took the $3 million and funneled a big part of that to the vendors that had provided the original fundraising for Jim Jordan. But here's the broader point, I guess, I call to make. It's the fact that the consultants, Matt, basically take about half the money, sometimes 80 or 90% of the fundraising, and they basically, you know, they raise money from small donors on behalf of these Republican candidates, and there were a number of candidates enumerated by the Washington Post. Some had raised millions of dollars, Matt. And I'm just curious, you're a guy who was the Democratic Party chair and you ran for governor in the state of Wisconsin. I want to get your opinion about the consultancy class that'll take, you know, let's say a no-name congressional candidate, put a viral video out there, raise millions of dollars on the candidate, and then enrich themselves tremendously. And then the candidate will go lose by 40 points. Matt, I wanted to ask your opinion about the consultancy class getting rich on the politics.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Mike. Thanks very much for calling in about the Washington Post article and the update. For the benefit of the listeners, the $3 million or so that Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is accused of impropriety on, and Michael of Middleton hit it exactly right, is that these prior reports on it were false. And it is a crime to file a false report with these agencies. This is the Federal Election Commission, but let's say it was the SEC or anything else. You don't knowingly file bad reports. So Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is saying what? Now, I just found out what? I just found out that I got a small percentage of this and it got funneled to consultants. Maybe, who knows? He's running. He was thinking of running for Senate from Ohio. Now he's not. He's always sniffing around. Yeah. And to your point, Michael, You know, I've been a candidate. I've been the chair of the party. You have to be scrupulous around money. If you're not honest and scrupulous around money, nobody can and will trust you or should trust you with taxpayer dollars. And so when you have guys like this, you know, they say, send this in. Then you had Steve Bannon taking some of it, supposedly building a wall and then spending it personally. You have these fake companies or these crooked companies that, oh, there's 90% in overhead. Oh, 90% in overhead. Now, the NRA, they solicit small, some guy in Stevens Point might send them 10 bucks a month. And it turns out the head of the NRA is renting airplanes for his family to go on vacation and a lot of other things. You know, it's a betrayal of the rank and file, whether or not I agree with the issue in question. And so it's a very serious matter. It needs criminal prosecution to determine why Jim Jordan signed off on these reports when he knew they were false. And when he knew that a lot of small donations are going in and they're being funneled into somebody's pockets. And I don't know what the payoff is to Jim Jordan, because Jim Jordan won re-election. But Jim Jordan is scratching some backs, and he's scratching some backs by lying to the FEC about his report. We can't have that. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Pretty much sums up the GOP in this state. They can't handle money. They can't run government, and they don't represent the people. And that's just the way it is. The state of Wisconsin is I don't know if we're going to recover from the leadership of the GOP in the last 10 years. They won't help Evers in any way, shape, and form. And I guess the building did crumble. It's just a sad situation here. And that's me venting this morning about the GOP in the state of Wisconsin. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not saying this lightly. I mean, the Republican Party is the other party. We need two parties. We need a principled conservative party, and we need a principled Democratic party, combination of liberals, progressives, and others. And that's what has made this country really strong. But the fact of the matter is that we don't have that now with the Republican Party. They're not a principled conservative party. Part of them are QAnon. Part of them are cult base. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan is part of the cult base, but they're also crooked when it comes to money. Look at Elaine Chao, former Secretary of Transportation. Why is Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan refiling several-year-old forms that he put in, said they were true at one time, and now he's saying, no, they weren't true? Well, you can't just do that. You can't just walk down to the police station and say, yeah, I killed a guy, and I really should have. I'm sorry, and now I can go, I suppose. No. That's not the way it is. He is filing reports now that are correcting. There are 10 false ones of about 100K, three of them for 500K, and several others amounting to a total of roughly 3 million. And they were false. They were false. Show's coming to an end. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for some excellent programming today. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos. On Tuesday, Busted Pencil. Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman. Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, one of my favorites, Max Inc. Radio. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Back same time, same place tomorrow.